Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A local farm, Cockadoodle Farm, owned by Marty Thomas, or one of the co-owners there, lost their entire flock of hens at the farm because of a bird flu outbreak. Marty joins us now. Marty, I'm so sorry to hear about what you're going through this week.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been quite a ride.
What happened, for lack of a better question? I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah. Well, last week or beginning, I guess it was like last Sunday, you know, we lost like 30 birds out of the, you know, roughly 3,000, which was unusual, but when the temperature really started changing too, we had water freezing, so we kind of just, you know, chalked it up to environmental things. But, then the next day we lost a couple hundred, so we got the vet involved, and it was like, obviously something else is happening, right? So, yeah, we got a vet involved who, you know, we kind of have two different coops, and because one of the coops was completely fine, and, you know, and there was absolutely no symptoms, the birds, they went from healthy to, like, dead in, like, hours, you know? And so because there was no symptoms, and because the other coop was fine, we're kind of operating under this, like, it's probably environmental, you know? We just, you know, maybe the birds are too cold or... And then, you know, fast forward a couple of days, the coop that was doing good, those birds started dying off as well. And that's when we realized, you know, it was, you know, probably something to, you know, have to be concerned about. So the USDA got involved. They were there the next day. We found out it was the avian flu. And, by the time they got out there, most of the birds were dead. So it was most of the birds died a natural cause. Yeah.
And this represents, I imagine, a big part of your business, right?
It is. We were, fortunately, we weren't only a chicken farm. If we were, it would be, like, doubly as devastating because the farm is on quarantine for 150 days, which basically means, you know, farm shut down. At least, you know, from the egg, we definitely can't have any chickens on the farm for 150 days. So if we were an egg farmer, just an egg producer, this would be overwhelmingly devastating. However, we are, the bigger part of what we're doing is that we're building an online farmers market where we're the farmer for the eggs, but we work with other local producers for meat, greens, dairy, and we deliver from those farmers to people's homes. So that part of the business, although it's on pause right now, is going to be able to get picked up here in the next week or so. So we're not losing our entire business because of this, which we're incredibly thankful about.
What did the USDA tell you about this outbreak? I mean, do we have any idea how it got to your hens? Is there any worry that your hens or you or someone who came in contact with the birds can spread it elsewhere? What do you know about that? What did they tell you?
Yeah. So our best guess is that there were wild birds. So our birds are pasture raised, which means that they're raised out in the elements. They're, you know, we don't keep them inside. They're out in the wild, like, right? And as such, you know, they were sharing feed with wild birds.
Mm.
So, I mean, we didn't have infrastructure to, like, keep them separate, you know? And so we saw them. We were aware that, you know, this avian flu is certainly, like, a thing to be aware of. And, you know, we tried to do things to deter those birds. But best guess is that that's where it came from, but it's hard to say for sure because the second flock that was doing better for longer, their feed was a little, was more protected from the elements. So perhaps that's a sign, right? As far as like our health, it's like apparently USD told us that, you know, it has been transmitted to, you know, to like a handful of people. But it's generally not something to be aware of. They're definitely they're in constant contact with us, kind of doing health checks and making sure that, you know, we're doing daily health checks to make sure we're okay. But it's very rare for it to go from bird to human, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the primary risk is when you're dealing directly with the birds. That's what you're concerned from. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your story has been unfortunately replicated in many other farms across the country. I mean, and supply and demand is what it is. That's why we see our egg prices that have fluctuated so drastically in the last 3 years. Yeah. And now, again, on the uprise.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We talked to a larger egg distributor, and we asked them just, you know, like, you guys have pasture-raised eggs right now? Because they normally do. And he just laughed. He was like, no, none. And he was like, and back before when we ran out of eggs, there was, he told us they were selling them for $9 a dozen wholesale.
Wow.
$9? Now they just a dozen wholesale. That's wholesale price.
Oh, so then, yeah. Any thoughts? I mean, how are you coping with all this week? Are you just getting by one day at a time? I mean, that's a huge loss.
Yeah. It has been that, getting by a day at a time. And now this, the media attention kind of puts a whole other spin on it, Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, like what is, and it's just, before all this went down, strangely enough, we had somebody that we really respect. It just completely randomly, he said, when bad things happen to people, you can either ask why me or you can ask what's next. And so, we're choosing to ask what's next,
That's well said. Any chatter with other farmers in the area? Have you heard of any other cases around the area? I'm kind of naive to how this all works and if Illinois has been a hotbed for this sort of thing.
Yeah, we're the first reported case. We've heard like rumors that, it's been going around other farmers and that it hasn't been reported, but I don't know that for sure. We're the first reported in Illinois, I guess.
Okay.
For the year.
If people are wanting to support you guys, help you guys out during a time when you've lost, obviously, a huge part of what you guys do, where can people find more information?
Yeah, the best thing that would be, the most helpful thing would be, and if you're in our delivery area, to go online and buy from, all the other local farms that we work with, and we can deliver right to your home or to a pickup point. That would be so incredibly helpful to, once we get the marketplace back up and running, we can pick up even stronger than where we were. We do have a kind of sort of reluctantly have a GoFundMe page up, too. I just say that because it's been unbelievable to see our customers and our community support. It's been unbelievably positive, which it brings me to tears to think about that. A lot of people reached out and they said, you have to do the GoFundMe. And it's just
I know. I'm sure it seems a little you don't.
And I didn't do. Yeah.
It's okay, though. Don't feel guilty about it. You guys need the help. We love our local businesses. And I see on your page, kakadoodle.com, kakadoodle.com, you've raised about $19,000 of your $24,000 goal.
Oh, my gosh.
That just means you've got great customers, loyal ones who want to help you through this. Don't feel guilty about it, Marty.
Thanks. I appreciate that. No, it's definitely an indication that we really are doing something that is special, and our customers see that. And, getting clean, chemical-free food to people is, people are realizing how important that is, and it's just unbelievable the support that's all through this,
Well, Marty, best of luck with all of this. Cockadoodle.com, and call if anything else breaks or you hear anything else from the USDA, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Thanks.
Yeah, best of luck. That's Marty Thomas, who is the co-owner of Cockadoodle Farm. Lost all 3,000 hens.